Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Muse podcast. I'm your host, Sierra, if you're new here. And if you're not, welcome back to another episode. And this episode is really exciting for me because this episode is going to be the first episode kicking off my college mini-series. If you guys haven't listened to my previous episodes, you guys will know that I have started and I've been wanting to start a college mini-series. So this is the first episode that's kicking off this series featuring me and a couple of my friends from school talking about their college experiences, what they've learned, what they wish they knew before going to college, and stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited for this series. This will be bonus content that will be going out either every week or every other week for you guys, and I'm so excited to kick it off for today, and I'll be talking about my top apps for college freshman year edition. So these are all the apps that I used my freshman year of college that I felt really made a big and profound impact on me and my studies for school. It helped keep me organized, everything like that. So that is what we'll be talking about today. But before we get into that, here is the quote of the day. So I've been really liking this quote. I just saw it like yesterday, day before, and it is, "Doubt kills more dreams more than failure ever will." I'll say it again. Doubt kills more dreams more than failure ever will. So keep that in mind if you're trying to go after your dreams and go after your dream life. So yeah. Well, without further ado, let's get into today's episode with my top apps for college. So one of my first apps is Notion, and you guys know I've talked about this app so many times on this podcast, but it is by far my favorite app to organize anything and everything in my life, especially for school. So for school, it makes it so easy for me to keep everything organized. I know what assignments are coming up for each one of my classes because I have a tag that says, okay, this is for this class, this is for that class. All my classes are in there. I know where everything is, and I love having this as a second resource to Canvas, and Canvas is our, like, school, like, dashboard for all of our classes. So all the classes that we have signed up for, we have it on Canvas, and that's where we turn in our assignments. But I love having Notion because if the website goes down, I'm able to have a backup of knowing what all my assignments are for the week or even for the semester and what tests or papers are coming up. And I also love it for organizing my class information, such as like my teacher's office hours, where their office is, the class syllabus, notes. If I want to take digital notes for my class, I'll put it into that class section, anything like that. It's honestly perfect. I love it for organizing my school life, and it's honestly the best thing. So definitely download Notion if you haven't already. If you haven't downloaded it and you haven't used it, definitely sign up for it, try it out, and go look up some YouTube videos of people in college using Notion, because there's so many people on YouTube who use Notion in college now, and they've all said that they love using Notion for organizing everything related to school. And if you guys sign up with your college email, you'll get their personal pro plan for free. So you won't have to pay a dime for it. All you have to do is put in your college email. So definitely, definitely check that out and sign up for Notion. It's the best website. I recommend it to all my friends. A whole bunch of my friends use it, so definitely use that for all of your college organizational needs. And then there is GoodNotes, which I love for annotating documents, articles, and also taking notes in school if I feel like taking handwritten digital notes instead of like writing on regular pen and paper. I use GoodNotes all the time for when I have class readings I need to annotate, and it makes it so customizable. You can add photos, stickers, have a ton of creative freedom with like the colors of your pen and your highlighter, and you can even add shapes and different stuff too, as well as text boxes. I use it mainly for annotating documents and articles, and I honestly love it just because it's so easy to use. Like, you can write as much as you want, as little as you want, take as many notes as you want on that document that you have, and it syncs to all of your devices. Like, I have it on my phone, on my iPad, on my computer even. It's honestly the best. So definitely I definitely recommend it for taking notes in college and just reading your articles, because I prefer having my articles or documents in digital form, being able to annotate it on my iPad rather than physical, just because with physical documents, I feel like I don't have enough space to write and annotate, so that definitely helps me a lot as well. And then another app that I used last year was Flow, and this app is a Pomodoro timer app for the computer, phone, and iPad. It uses the Pomodoro method, which is 25 minutes of work, taking a 5-minute break 3 times, and then for that last session of 25 minutes, you would take a longer 15-minute break. And this helps me keep on task with what I need to do, and it definitely helps me keep focused. I've found that the Pomodoro method really helps me like hone into what I need to do, and it, for some reason, something about that 25 minutes keeps me focused, and I get a lot of work done during those 25 minutes. So definitely recommend downloading this app and using the Pomodoro method for yourself, because I found out about it maybe like in high school and I haven't turned back since. It's honestly the best method. It keeps my focus, it helps me not get overwhelmed with all the work that I need to do. So I definitely recommend it to everybody who studies and stuff. Definitely use the Pomodoro method for sure. And then my next app is Google Calendar. It is the perfect time blocking app for organizing your class schedule, your events, your tasks, etc. I use it for all my podcast recordings during the summer and the school year. And honestly, having my class schedule in Google Calendar, it makes it a lot easier for me to remember where my class is and at what time it's at. I've heard some people like to take a photo of their schedule and put it as their phone lock screen, but I don't particularly like doing that, just because sometimes I don't have my phone in my hand or it's not in a place where I can easily access it. So having it on my Google Calendar definitely helps, because I get notifications like 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before my class starts. And it'll say what my class is, where it is, what time it's at, all that stuff. So I never have to worry about remembering, oh crap, what class do I have today? Or what class is, where is my class at? I don't know where it is because it's in a new building that I don't recognize. So definitely use that for organizing your class schedule and everything. And definitely for putting in like events, like whether if you have a club meeting or an executive board meeting, all those types of stuff you can just put in your calendar. It will be there. You can get your reminders for it. So definitely use that. I loved it so much and I still use it to this day. And then there's this app called Workona, and it is a add-on onto your Google Chrome, but it's also an app on the iPad and the phone, and it allows you to seamlessly organize your browsers into tab groups that honestly look better than the Google Chrome groups that they put on Google Chrome, where it just keeps it at the top of the tab bar. So with Workona, you can create custom workspaces for anything you want. So I have a workspace for podcast work where I have like these saved websites I constantly go to, like Instagram or Spotify for Podcasters or Canva, all those websites I frequently go to whenever I'm creating a podcast episode. I know that they're there and I can access them so easy just by opening up that workspace. And you can have multiple workspaces open at the same time. And I found this resource to be very, very useful when I was in school, because of all these classes that I have, I had to keep myself organized with all the classes I took, the different classes I took, and stuff like that. So I created a workspace for each of my classes. So I had a workspace for my stats class, for my English class, for my communication theory course. I had all these different workspaces for my classes, and I had websites saved on each workspace related to that class. So let's say I was taking communication theory and I needed to access my Canvas page or a Word document that I was working on, or a article that she linked that I needed to read or look at, a PowerPoint slide that she posted, I would have all of those websites saved as resources on that workspace so I could immediately get to it when I needed to. And I just love that aspect of Workona. I definitely use it for everything. I have a workspace for SMU, for coffee shop work, if I'm going to a coffee shop, for all my classes, everything like that. So definitely use Workona. I found it to be really easy and really nice to use and to work with. And it's a lot better to manage, unlike the Google Groups. That just seems cluttered to me and it's never really appealed to me. So in this way, you're able to condense it. You can change it easily without getting confused on which workspace you're on, etc. So it's definitely a great website to use. And then there is this app called Lola, and this is an app for the iPhone and iPad. I'm not exactly sure if it's on the computer just yet, but it's an app where you can listen to lo-fi music for whether you're working or if you're studying. And if you're working, you can set timers for your sessions, which enables you to then, after your session is done, to rate your focus and how productive you were during that time period. I really like it because it's a fun way to study and you have something to look at, so you're not, it keeps you like focused, but also gives you a little bit of like mental stimulation while you're working, so it's not like a mundane thing. So I really like it a lot. I use it a lot when I'm working or if I'm chilling or just doing casual stuff. So I love that app a lot. But that is all that I have for today. Those are all the apps that I used for college my freshman year that I thought were the best out of all of the ones I've used. So definitely check all of those products out, all those apps out, if you guys want to use them in your college career, in your college year, this year, or the next year. But yeah, and that is it for our first episode of the college mini series. I can't wait to continue this series for you guys. I can't wait for you guys to hear from my friends. It's going to be great. But without further ado, I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.